Well, as you can hear, the voice is coming back a little bit. It's a little better. It's still a little rough, but it's not where it was a month ago. Trust me. A month ago, it hurt to even take a sip of water. But God is good, truly. But today, as I mentioned before, is the first Sunday of Advent. And there are some in the church that would say, Happy Birthday, or Happy New Year, because we begin a new liturgical year, moving from year B to year C. Now, if you need to know more about that, there's two things you can do. You can look in your Book of Common Prayer, the 2019 Anglican Church in North America Book of Common Prayer, at what is called the lectionary, or you can get your 2022 calendar and look at the back side of the page, and it tells you all the readings for the Sundays and whether it's an A or B. Well, you know, there's a daily lectionary as well. If you do the daily office and you pray morning prayer and noonday prayer and evening prayer, there are two lectionaries there, year one or year two. Now, the secret to that is the year that you're going into, the next year, if it's an even year, it's year two. If it's like this year, was 2021, it would be year one. Now I'm giving you all the secrets. But they're in your prayer book, as a matter of fact. And we begin a season of preparation, the season of Advent. As you see, our Advent wreath is now lit. The first purple Sunday, we have gone purple here at church. It's not a mattress, it's a season. If you watch Christmas movies, you know what I'm talking about, the commercials and so on. And it's quite possible that at your dinner table today, you've taken your Advent wreath out and you will pray and light the first candle there as well. It's a great tradition, it's a great time of year, and it's a great time of anticipation. In today's Holy Gospel reading, Jesus tells us that the world will see signs and nations will be confused. So I've got to ask you a question. Are you ready or not? He tells us that we can have hope in the midst of difficult times. Signs are all around us. Wars, uncertain financial times, gas prices going through the roof, natural disasters, people seriously worried by the events that are happening around us or not too far away from us. We've been through this terrible thing called COVID. Now, many here have had that hit home. Family members have come down with this, and we pray that if anyone else comes down with it, that it would be something that would pass quickly. Well, that's our prayer. Some people feel they have no control over their lives, no way to steer their ship from the sandbar to the safety of the deeper waters. I can tell you that for me, with everything going on with my esophagus and my throat and my voice, there might have been times that I could have felt lost. Instead, God has given me a peace, and I am not going to worry about what I can't control. If this is as good as it's going to get from now on, then so be it. And I accept that, and I will do as God has asked. As a matter of fact, I just recorded this Saturday night's show for New York. And it's like, my voice is like this. Oh, well, as I said, I recorded Monday's show for, I should say, Wednesday's show for Contemporary Christian Gold. And, you know, I was good for a month because I was editing up old shows. And now my voice sounds like this. Well, if that's the way it is, oh well. I accept it and know that God has got this. He's given me a peace, and I'm not going to worry about it. If you can't control it, why worry about it? I just give it to him and say that I know you're going to heal me. My hope is in him. Unfortunately, some people just absolutely give up hope. There are signs around us, as we mentioned, but they don't need to make us afraid. The signs lead not to an end, but to a beginning. I want to repeat that. The signs that Jesus talked about in the gospel do not lead to an end, but a beginning. If he comes again, how wonderful that's going to be. That means that we are new in him. The signs don't lead to destruction, but to complete wholeness. God's salvation will be at hand. We are called to stand firm in him. Now, the Bible is full of signs pointing to our Lord's coming again and how these signs will be treated by the world. Jesus warned about wars, diseases, famines, earthquakes, as well as an increase of religious cults and false teachers in Matthew 24. He also told us that how we would be seen by others. He said in Matthew 24, "You will be hated by all nations because of my name." The Apostle Paul warns us in his second letter to Timothy, people will, and you got to listen to this because this is all around us. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 2 through 4. In that very same letter, Paul continues, "For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they'll gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They'll turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths." 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 to 4. For example, just look at how the world has changed the way it looks at the birth of Jesus. With the myths becoming more important and focusing on the simple babe in the manger. It's become more about trees and lights, Santas and sleighs. Now, this is an editorial from my heart to yours. Did you have a chance to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? It's a great tradition. It's something I've watched since I was really little. Well, I remember a time when it would be filled with Christmas songs and celebrations from beginning to end. Not this year. This year, it's gotten away from that and become more about selling Broadway and movies and more. Do you know that it wasn't until 11:42 a.m. when the focus changed to Christmas? But it was in selling greeting cards and TV stations that are showing Christmas shows. And then finally it culminated with the arrival of Santa. Now, I'm not knocking it. I'm just taking a look at it and examining how it's changed. I was really disappointed in how the focus had changed from the season, from the holiday, to want to buy what I'm selling. Oh, let's talk about the Ten Commandments now. That tells us how we're supposed to act towards God, the first four, and then the last six on how we're supposed to act towards one another. Did you realize that that makes a sign of the cross? Well, the Ten Commandments, our society is totally ignoring them. And in some instances, they're being banned from display. The Apostle Peter warns this in 2 Peter. In the last days, scoffers will come. Scoffing and following their own evil desires, they'll say, "Where is this coming he promised?" 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. Signs are everywhere. Jesus tells us very plainly that we are to expect incredible signs. Now, in today's Holy Gospel, from Luke chapter 21, Jesus said, "When these things begin to take place, stand up, lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." In other words, fear not. Don't be scared. Be hopeful. We're called to have hope instead of fear. The signs that are happening around us are not supposed to make us lose heart, but to be strengthened in our walk in faith. When the heavens and earth being shaken, we can rejoice in the Lord. We can endure these things, as scary and troubling as they may be, because we have a God who promises that he's going to see us through it all. We have a God who will not abandon us in the midst of the roaring of the seas, but will be coming in power and great glory. Now, if we suffer in these times, remember, we're not suffering alone. Our redemption is drawing near. I always hold on to the words from Jesus in Matthew chapter 28, in which he says, right after the Great Commission, I will be with you always, even to the very end of the age. How comforting that is. Right after today's Holy Gospel, Jesus continues to describe his coming again. In his description, Jesus encourages us, be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Luke 21, verse 36. Now, I don't know about you, but I am not afraid of Jesus' coming again. As a matter of fact, I am looking forward to it. Remember how Jesus told us that we can be saved? Now, these words just might sound a little familiar. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. It doesn't get any clearer than that, my friends. It just does not. And so Advent is a season of hope and a season of repentance. We wear purple during the season of Advent as we prepare the way of the Lord, filled with hope, expectation, anticipation, and repentance. Repentance means turning away from a behavior and turning back to God. We have to look forward to changing to white on Christmas Eve. And when all of these candles, the three purple and the one pink, turn to white, and that all of the vestments will be white, that is a promise that our Christmas day will be celebrating the birth of the Lord. We need to get ready. In spite of the chaos in this world and the brokenness that we all feel, we need to remember that there is hope. There's hope because Jesus is coming. He said it, and you can take that to the bank. We need to remember that his coming as a babe in a manger is to redeem this world. And we look forward to his coming again at the end of time to finish his final act of redemption. Today's Old Testament lesson from the prophet Zechariah, how beautiful. It's filled with encouragement. It's a promise of the Messiah's coming and his return to the Mount of Olives, from where he ascended to the Father in Acts chapter 1. My goodness. The mountain, Zechariah says, will split in two, and water will rush to the east and to the west. It will truly be magnificent. And nobody's going to have to worry about it being too cloudy or not having enough sun or too much sun. Jesus will be our light. His brightness will give the world all the light we need, and living waters will flow. Jesus will reign as king over all the earth on that day. And so we have nothing to fear because we know him and we believe in him. We should all be looking forward to that day with great anticipation. And in closing, the Apostle Paul gave us an amazing prayer in 1 Thessalonians 3, filled with hope and encouragement. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus Christ clear the way for us to come to you. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May he strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones. That's 1 Thessalonians 3, verses 11 to 13. And so finally, my friends, Jesus is coming, ready or not. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.